This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces are bombarding cities and towns and refugee camps across Gaza, killing dozens of people. The air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory, forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters in recent days. The war has already killed over 20,000 Palestinians and driven out about 85% of the population of 2.3 million. Much of the northern Gaza has been leveled, largely depopulated and isolated for weeks. Many fear a similar fate awaits the south. Israel has vowed to dismantle Hamas and bring back more than 100 hostages still held by the militants after their October 7th attack into southern Israel. A hard hit Israeli kibbutz has announced the death of Judy Weinstein, an American-Canadian Israeli woman who had been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death has been announced on Thursday, 6 days after her husband was also declared dead. The 70-year-old Weinstein and the 73-year-old Haggai were taken on an early morning walk when Hamas militants burst across the border in Israel, killing about 1,200 people and kidnapping 240 others. Weinstein and her husband had been thought to be among the hostages still in captivity in Gaza, but says it's learned that Weinstein was killed on October 7th and her body is actually being held in Gaza. The U.S. military has now launched its secret space plane on another mission that's expected to last at least a couple of years. Known as the X-37B, the mini space shuttle blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center on Thursday aboard a SpaceX rocket. Space Force's reusable robotic craft is carrying classified experiments. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the country's armed forces to conduct defensive exercises in the Eastern Caribbean after the United Kingdom announced it would send a warship to Guyana's territorial waters during a border dispute between the South American neighbors. In a nationally televised address on Thursday, Maduro said that 6,000 Venezuelan troops, including air and naval forces, will conduct joint operations off the nation's eastern coast near the border with Guyana. Maduro described the impending arrival of British ship HMS Trent to the shores as a threat to his country. He argued the ship's deployment violates a recent agreement between the neighboring nations, and therefore the action is validated. The world population grew by 75 million over the past year alone, and on New Year's Day it will stand at more than 8 billion people. That is according to figures released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Thursday. The worldwide growth rate for the United States in the past year was 0.53%. That's about half the worldwide figure. The U.S. added 1.7 million people and will have a population on New Year's Day of 335.8 million people. If the current pace continues through the end of the decade, the 2020s could be the slowest, not the fastest, but the slowest growing period ever. Again, Israeli forces have been bombarding cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza, killing dozens of people. The air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory and forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters in recent days. The list of security challenges keeps growing for election officials preparing for the 2024 presidential election. Many of the concerns from 4 years ago still persist. Those concerns include possible cyber attacks targeting voter registration systems or websites that report unofficial results, and the potential for equipment problems or human errors to be amplified by those seeking to undermine confidence in the outcome. New risks that have emerged include death threats directed at election workers and security breaches inside election offices. Republican former President Donald Trump is already warning the 2024 vote could be rigged. Election workers are bracing for a challenging year that will have no margin for error. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.